Packers victorious 38-20 over the Chicago Bears. 1-0 on the season are the Packers, and to help us break it down, we welcome in our friend, our teammate, we welcome in Jason Wilde. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Awesome. They boat raced him. They dog walked. They just whooped him up 38-14 with 12:32 to go. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you're so great. I'm great, too. You know why?
Why?
Because Jordan Love was really good today. And, look, there are a lot of things that you can say that I am. You can say that I'm sensitive.
True.
You can say that I'm long-winded.
Oh, also yeah.
True.
Oh,
you yeah. You can say that I'm a helicopter parent.
I can't say that I'm not your kid, so I can't.
You oversell that. That's not true. You're just
you're
a special pair.
Work,
You're a special pair.
He is. He does stuff with his kids I would have never done. I'm sorry. I'm not driving you that far. I don't care how bad you want to do whatever it is you want to do. No.
Okay, sorry.
You can say I'm a grudge holder. You can say that when someone says they don't want me to do something, but I am insistent on doing it, like calling Homer the ghost of Wisconsin sports radio history, I don't stop, and I'm stubborn. But I'll tell you what else I am. I am someone who can admit when they are wrong. Now, Paula, that is not on her list of things that she does, but that's another discussion for another day and for our marital therapist, which we don't have. We're great. I'm really lucky to be married to her. But they were damn good today. Now,
yep.
Do I think the Bears stink? I do. The difference between Jordan Love and Justin Fields, even though Justin Fields has started a heck of a lot more games at this point after coming into the league a year later than Love, the field tilted in the Packers' favor. There's no doubt about it. Do I think that there will be more difficult times ahead, and I'm not willing to abandon the idea that there are going to be growing pains and disappointing losses? No, I'm not going to stop saying that. He's going to have some tough times. Today was not one of them. He was fantastic. He wasn't perfect, but he was everything you could have possibly asked from his first start as QB1, which, by the way, even Jordan struggles with that. He keeps calling it his first start, and he corrects himself because obviously he started in Kansas City in 21. But everything you could have asked for from him today, he delivered. He was still the thing that we already knew about him is that he's calm and he's poised and he doesn't get rattled. And there was no doubt that was the case. But like some of the plays that he made with his legs. Now, should he slide? And did I get a laugh out of him when I asked him if he ever considered that? And he said that he had talked to his agent and told him he was going to run somebody over today. And his agent said, please don't do that. but he's a competitor. Yeah, he could have done that a little bit better. They did have the 2-3 and outs on the second and third series after the Bears, gave him the ball at midfield with that third and fourth direct snap to Cole Kmet, and then a guy who's known for being a good runner can't get 6 inches. That was helpful to that first drive to get them a lead, but everything you could have asked for them to do and for Jordan Love to do today, he didn't make any mistakes. You saw his counterpart lose a fumble. You saw him throw an interception that turned into a pick six. You didn't see Jordan make those types of mistakes. So, look, he was magnificent. I would just say to those folks, and I don't know how many of them there are, and Homer tells me not to worry about them, but I have never been rooting against Jordan Love. And Jordan certainly knows that from our conversations in the locker room. But I still have things that I want to see more of. But today, for this night, there is no reason for you to keep your enthusiasm and excitement about Jordan Love under wraps or in check. And frankly, the Packers clearly aren't, because listening to that locker room as we waited for Matt LaFleur to come into the interview room, the cacophony that was coming out of there and the excitement that was coming out of there when they gave Jordan Love a game ball, Matt LaFleur came in and said that there is a big-time belief in him in that locker room. And I almost got Jordan to tear up. That was my goal. I came up a little short, but he definitely got emotional when I asked him what that, if he was aware of how much his guys supported him, loved him, and how much it meant to him. And so this was a dream start to the Love era. There are going to be some struggles, but for tonight, enjoy every last drop of it.
On the injury front, Jason, Quay Walker left the game with a head injury after that pick six that you mentioned. What is the concern level for him? And I know Aaron Jones after the game said, well, if I had to go back in, I could have, because it was more of a bite. And he's pulled his hamstring before, but this was just more of a bite at his hamstring. And he feels like he could have played. But is there any concern that after the adrenaline of the game wears off, that he may end up missing a game or two?
We're not that far down the road on what how much time he might miss, but you're 1,000% right. That's what players do, and that's especially what Aaron Jones does. Like, he would have gone back in. I mean, there's no doubt about it, he would have. But seeing him grabbing at his hamstring, that was more than a cramp. Now, whether or not it is just a, what do you call it, a bite? That's great if it is, because he turned on the Jets on that fourth down play. I mean, nobody even touched him after he caught it. It was really impressive, and he is an underappreciated player. There's just no doubt about it in my mind. In the Packers' annals, he is way less appreciated than he absolutely should be. So I do think that there's some concern. Players always, when they're riding on adrenaline, talk that way. So let's wait and see what the week brings with him. Quay Walker, man, it's funny, the angle that we have in this poorly positioned press box at Soldier Field, where that's the corner of the end zone where I'm sitting, and I saw him coming to the pylon, and I saw him get walloped, and then I saw everyone celebrating around him, and I swear they didn't realize that they were essentially holding him up while they were hugging him and tapping him on the helmet, because he got hit really hard, and you could see him come over to LaFleur on the sideline, and he was groggy, and LaFleur kind of gave him a hug and congratulated him. And then at some point, I think they realized, hey, he took a really hard hit. So, you know, I'm guessing he will be diagnosed with a concussion. They did not, they just said he was being checked for one. We don't know if he actually was diagnosed with one, but I would think he'll probably be in the concussion protocol. We'll learn tomorrow. So beyond that, though, for a team that came in, you know, with without Christian Watson and with Romeo Doubs on a snap count, and with Rashawn Gary coming back from his ACL on a limited, very limited snap count, I think they got out of here pretty healthy. Jaden Reed had that one play that was a little scary at first. I thought he'd really hurt himself. Turns out he just had a cramp, and he was there to cover the onside kick at the end of the game.
Jason, I just thought they played like a playoff team. It doesn't mean they're a playoff team, but this is what a playoff team does. They just whooped up on another team, even when the team came back and made it reasonably close. And as much as you appropriately talked about Jordan Love, I just thought it was the team. I mean, he was fine, but everybody was fine. Everybody did everything.
Yeah, and look, I you know, Matt LaFleur has tried to say this repeatedly, but he also understands how this business works. It's a quarterback-driven league, and the focus is going to go on the quarterback. Yes, I feel like I actually talked a lot about Aaron Jones there. Jair Alexander followed DJ Moore. He had kind of a quiet day, I thought. Interesting that having your number one corner match up with the number one wide receiver sometimes turns out to be a good idea. Might want to try that more often. I thought Romeo Doubs, who, again, did not play a ton, certainly didn't play as much as he normally would, he could play. I mean, I don't think he takes a back seat to Christian Watson for anything other than the downfield balls that Christian Watson and his speed are capable of creating.
But don't they both take it down a downsize to
sure
to the running back to like I why does he not play? Why does Aaron Jones not play the whole rest of the first half? What is?
Yeah, I think this is like the new parlor game that everyone loves to play, and it goes all the way back to McCarthy. Look, he's not a big guy. I know he's really adept at turning his body and making sure he doesn't take any direct hits. But again, I don't know how you can criticize LaFleur for, you know, he got five touches on the opening drive. They had 2-3 and outs after that.
Because he wasn't on the field. That's why they were 3 and outs.
Right. Nobody is on the field all the time as a running back anymore. Nobody does that.
How much?
Except maybe Derrick Henry.
Well, but what?
And by having and by rationing his work and then playing him a lot to start the second half. Like, look, I thought that the turning point of the game was, you know, Love misses Musgrave down the field on what should have been a 56-yard touchdown. On the very next play, Love hits Reed for 30. Like, that was one opportunity for Love to have made a mistake or having failed on a play and then have it snowball into another mistake. And instead, the very next play, boom, right? So that was huge. They get a field goal. They know they're getting the ball to start the second half. And then for them to do what they did on that opening drive of the second half to go up 17-6, I thought was huge. And you saw the key components of what Aaron Jones does with the ball in his hands. He had the 51-yard play on the well-blocked throwback screen, and then he had the touchdown on the choice route where he ran away from everybody. Well, I guess I understand, you know, we want to be process-based, not results-based, but, you know, he had 127 yards. He made two of the biggest plays in the game. He scored two touchdowns. But you also don't want him running some of the plays that you run with your big bowling ball running back, because if you want somebody to be getting hit hard by the defense, no offense, A.J. Dillon, but you're the one that I want getting hit. So I don't have – I know there are people that have a problem with him not being on the field for 60 snaps a game, but I just don't think that that's in his best interest. He's a 5'9", 200-pound dude that – I don't want to. I want to helicopter my running back. I want to make sure that I have him as much as I can, while also being smart about how much I put him out there. I don't have a problem with what LaFleur did.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing more of what you had to say about tonight's game, a Packers 38-20 victory tomorrow on Will the Intouch, which begins at 9 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin.
All right, guys, take care.